The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seats on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example. For they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens hard to carry and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They have places of honor at banquets, seats of honor in synagogues, greetings in marketplaces, and salutation, Rabbi. As for you, do not be called Rabbi. You have but one teacher, and you are all brothers. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one father in heaven. Do not be called master. You have but one master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted." The Gospel of the Lord. Observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow the example. I think this phrase, especially for us priests. We teach, but not all the time give you good example. Moreover, we teach, if it is word of God, listen, open your ear. But the second part is very worth listening. You have but one teacher, and all you are brothers. We have one teacher, Christ. We are all brothers. Call no one on earth your father. I don't know how the father will react. Call no one on earth your father. But there's only Father, one Father in heaven. But it's still true. God calls one family. We are all brothers and sisters. Real. We share the same blood with Christ. So we can't have too many fathers. We only one Father because this body of Christ, isn't it? Jesus didn't deny that you have a father. Of course, everybody has a father. But more important, give glory to the Father in heaven. Of course, you have to honor your father. But we have to live as children of God, as brothers and sisters. That's more important. Jesus invites us, each one of us, to share this heredity with him. He is the Son of God. And we are the Son of God, children of God, aren't we? Sure. We share the same life. we owed through the sacraments of baptism, of the Eucharist. We shared same life, no difference. Jesus wanted to see each one of us, him in us. Whatsoever you do to the least, you're doing it to me. That's what Jesus wanted to see on earth. Believe that all of us are called to this perfection of life. In him, not become yourself. Of course, the more you see yourself, the real meaning is the more Christ-like. Because we are all called to be him. We are made in his image, isn't it? Not your image. The image of the Lord, the three divine persons, the image of mutual love. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, a mutual relationships. We are all called to these relationships. We are all like Christ on earth. We have only one Father. Pray to the Father in your heart, in there. Always keep this faith in you, in your prayer, in your daily life. Keep this Jesus in you. With the heart of Jesus, to share his love for others. Jesus gave us already, has given us already so much graces, so that we can be another Christ, so that we bring this mission, message, through your work, through your attitude, through your smile, through your prayer. You pray the same way Jesus prayed. You smile if Jesus is smiling toward his disciples, his friends. That's, we are all called to this family. So don't tell me, oh, Father Leung, you don't behave in this way. Yeah, of course I can't. I try to. The time I tell you, it's a time I tell myself also. I can't tell you and just finish there. Jesus already warned us. Don't do that. I try to see Jesus in each one of you. And you try to see Jesus in each one of you too. See Jesus in me also. Jesus in me not because I'm a priest. Jesus in me is because I'm a man. No, for you a woman, the same. For Jesus, no distinction because of status. Neither because of good or no good. Even you are bad, he still stay there. He comes for all, especially for sinners. So don't tell yourself, I'm far away from the Lord. The way our behavior, the Father's way, Jesus wants to be closer. He wants to lock our door all the time. He is there. Believe that. From morning to evening, he's wanting to share his love, each one of us, in him. So, all the time, believe Jesus loved you so much. So much so that he wanted to, you share the love, this love for one another. That's how why Jesus prayed before he left, especially in the Last Supper. Father, that they all may be one, as I am in you, you in me, and they are in me, in us. This is our calling, nothing else. Simple. With his love. So tonight we pray in a special way for one another, that we believe that we are all called for this one family, that we are all called to serve one another as Christ served. See Christ in each one of us. This is our calling. We have faith. You have to believe Of course, your neighbors not always present themselves as a good person, but it doesn't matter. Jesus lives in them. They are all made in the image of the Lord. At least with this faith, don't judge. That's why Jesus says, don't judge on earth. Only future, God the Father will judge. On earth, with mercy for one another. We are not the one who judge. If he hurt you, forgive him or her. Peter asked once, how many times? Seven? Or what Jesus says? Seven times seven. I mean, not 49, eh? It's many, many, many times. You see, this is our heart. I try to do it. You too. I cannot do all the time. I failed many times. But it doesn't matter. Before the Lord, important, we have to get up again. Stand up. And tell the Lord, sorry, Jesus. I want to try again. You too. We all do the same. So we pray silently. Ask the Lord, give us this special grace tonight. That each one of us be another Christ. Can have the courage to see Jesus, have this faith to see Jesus in each person. For this we pray in silence for a moment.